Let's do this.
Hello and welcome to episode 19 of X-Players, your Xbox podcast from the Crossplayers. Start with a wee apology, it's been a wee while, I'm sorry. It's all my fault, hands up. I've kind of been lost in the VR world and I've neglected you all a wee bit. But I'm back and I'll be back and I'm energized and ready to go. And it's all unicorns and rainbows as I promised last time. Tyler's here with me as always. Hello, Tyler. How are you?
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good. I'm very good. I'm happy to be back here with you. It's been far too long.
It has. Many things have happened.
Many things. Many unicorns. Plenty of rainbows. All positive. And dreadful. Like, so, right, we'll get to that. Come on, Tyler. At least let me be a wee bit happy for a wee while.
It's my turn to be negative for a little bit. You're working so hard to be positive. I've got to kind of counter it somehow.
Okay, fair. Roles reversed in this episode. That's fine.
Deal.
So, it's been a wee while. What have you been up to? Anything exciting happening?
Just life. Like, we got a puppy. Yeah. Puppy is enough work in itself. So, like, two kids and a puppy and a full-time job is fun, but it's hectic. So, my gaming time has been significantly reduced, unless it's playing something that my son can watch me play or play with me.
That's not ideal, is it? But ultimately, puppies are hard work.
Yeah. It'd be fine when he's a bit older and he's chilled out and he just like sits and sleeps on me when my boy goes to bed. I sit and play games with him sat on me. Rather than just biting my controller all the time.
And I mean, by the time we get there, we'll have plenty of Xbox games. Plenty.
Oh, yes.
They are just coming in their droves. They're all going to be here come Sunday, but we'll get to that. Yeah. We will get to that. But let's not start with what's going to be coming. Let's have a wee look back what we've been playing, because this has been a wee while. So Tyler, what in that wee while, what have you been playing? What have you finished? What have you started? What have you enjoyed? What have you not liked? A little bit of all. Come on.
So I've not played too many things. So I tried Redfall because, you know, I kept saying, oh, I'm excited for it. It's going to be really good. It's great. I'm happy about it. And then I kind of tried playing it and I really wanted to like it and I just didn't. And I was so frustrated that I didn't enjoy it. It was really disappointing for me. I think I played the first sort of two levels, which kind of doesn't necessarily work that way with it being like a live game, but the first two missions is like, no, this is not for me. The amount of like silly glitches I saw, it looked naff, for want of a appropriate way of putting it, and it just didn't have anything about it. I was like, oh, this isn't bad actually. Like, I could look past the fact that, you know, three enemies haven't walked. They've just sort of hovered in my general direction. And I ran past two of them. They didn't see me and stuff like that. It just let me down and I'm so disappointed by it. So I went completely the other way, went full nostalgia and bought Sonic Adventure 2, which I absolutely love. And I played through Sonic Adventure 1 a few months ago with my little boy. So I'd seen they did Sonic Adventure 2 on there. Part of the backwards compatibility games, and I loved it. So I have played probably a couple of hours of that with my son, which is great. Like, all of the silly music from those Sonic Adventure games is like my favourite. It's what got me into a lot of music I like now, probably those games. So playing those, having a lot of fun, seeing him be obsessed with all the same silly little parts of it that I was at his age has been great. Just seeing like the little smile on his face and remembering being, you know, seeing that stuff for the first time too has been really cool.
And that's nice.
Yeah.
It's always nice. Well, I've been playing a little bit more with my son recently. Like, he loves to play Fall Guys. And I say play Fall Guys, he loves to like pretend to play Fall Guys because still can't quite get him to properly play anything. He'll sit there with his controller and he'll be like, what color are we? And every time it changes, we just change to being that bean. And that's basically how we feel. But maybe every second night he will play half an hour, 45 minutes of Fall Guys and he has the time of his life, so that's fine for me. But
yeah,
it'd be nice one of these days if he actually started to play, because, I mean, I'm not necessarily enjoying playing Fall Guys 45 minutes every night. So if he could do it himself, that'd be great. But But it is nice to kind of share that enjoyment and the stuff that you've liked in the past as well. It's even nicer.
Yeah, sharing those memories is it's one of those things that when I found out we were having him, I was like, I'm actually really looking forward to silly little things like that. So I'm starting to really like have those moments now. It's great. What about you? What have you been playing?
Not too much either. Probably, maybe heard on Crosscast that I have played and finished Planet of Lana. So I really, really liked that game. It's such a good experience. If you have no excuse, it's on Game Pass. Go and play it. You won't regret it. Like, there's no reason not to play this game. There's no reason not to particularly enjoy this game. It looks beautiful. It sounds beautiful. The gameplay is fine. I wouldn't say it's anything like groundbreaking, but it tells a lovely story, creates some really nice set pieces. And it's only, what, 4 or 5 hours? So you get through it easily. Nice small chunks if you want to. And there's so much to enjoy. I think that's been one of the best additions to Game Pass we've had for a while in terms of that kind of nice indie game that we used to get quite a lot of, and I feel like we've maybe not had as many of them for a wee while. Not from lack of trying, I think there's been games on there that maybe just not hit as well as we probably were used to for a while, or probably spoiled for a while. But it's nice to see a little return to form from this, and it's from Thunderfall, so it's nice for them to get the accolades out of this as well. So that's been nice. I've also played a little bit of Lego 2K Drive. Kind of Kiddies Forza Horizon, probably a good way of describing it, almost cross with Mario Kart. So you're in your open world, you have all like your different, they're almost like little islands, or not islands, but you get like your map opens up to different specific areas that you need to go and explore all the different bits and tasks and quests around it to unlock different things, to upgrade your vehicles. The kind of cool bit about it is, obviously in Lego, you've got all different terrains, and it's Lego, you can build your Lego and adapt your Lego. So if you're going from a road and then hit into like the sand, it changes into a buggy automatically. And then if you hit water, it switches into a speedboat. And so your vehicle just it just transforms between your eyes, which is pretty cool. Like, I like that little touch to it. But it's fine. It's a good, decent enough story mode. You're working through it. So again, a nice one for like my son to watch. He quite enjoys it because it's Lego, because it's just like it's got that kind of, it tries to have that Lego humor, but because it's not really a proper like Lego story type game, it's hard to really purvey that. Yeah. But like in some of the bits and some of the interactions with the characters, like pre-race, post-race and that, you get a bit of it, so it's cool. Some of the power-ups and the boosts and all that in terms of the Mario Kart side of it within the races are quite cool. So again, it's not recreating the wheel, it's not something that's going to blow your mind, but for something to dip in and out of for half an hour here and there when you're not really in the mood to play anything else, it's fantastic. Like, it's perfect for that. Absolutely perfect.
No, that sounds really good. I'd looked at it, I was like, yeah, I think I'd probably enjoy it a little bit. I think my son would enjoy it more, and then from what you've said, like, it's going to be perfect for him. So that'll go on my list of stuff to pick up if I see it on sale at a discount, maybe something like that, or for his birthday in a couple of months.
Yeah. No, I definitely recommend it. The only other thing, I probably have played more, but off the top of my head, and this is just out of pure freshness more than anything, is I started playing Pentiment yesterday, finally. So I'd never got round, I'd never got round to playing Pentiment, and I was sitting, it's been very, very sunny here recently, which is incredibly unusual for Scotland. So I sat outside in the sunshine under a can of parasol, keep me in the shade because I don't want to like disintegrate and melt because we really are allergic to sun. And streamed to my Steam Deck, playing beautifully, which is a really nice game for that because it's not overly taxing, but it's so charming to start that game. Like, the art style of it, the writing's really well done. I'm only maybe managed about two hours in. But I've really enjoyed what I've played so far, so I can see me now every night. That's going to be my bedtime game. I can take Steam Deck to bed, play a wee bit before bed, and it'll be ideal. So yeah, looking forward to actually finally playing that, because it was a game I really looked forward to at the time, and for one reason or another, it just never ever got round to actually playing it. So it seems like the perfect game to be playing just now, so looking forward to playing more of that. But I think that's really been it from me. Not as much Xbox time as I've had in the past, and my gamer score probably has suffered a bit. Like, my gamer score really isn't doing very well at the minute. I'm going to really need to look myself in the mirror and give myself a good shake. Yeah. it's not good enough this year.
No. Now that I'm training my son up as well and just getting him to do it on my account, I'm going to start slowly catching up.
That's what I need. That's, I need to turn him into a little achievement.
Little my name is Mayo Machine.
Yeah, we need to have some of them for the 1,000 teams. That'd be nice. Not just those platinum trophies. But yeah. Probably worthwhile having a quick look at what's actually coming to Game Pass, because there's not...
Wow.
It's not too much. And I did have a list open and it's disappeared, but I think some of the main games coming to... So we had Cassette Beast finally landed on console as well as PC, so I'm definitely going to get around to giving that a try.
I'm very, very excited about that. I want to try that really bad.
Well, that was actually one that I very nearly started yesterday instead of Pentiment. I thought, maybe give this a go because it's probably a good one to stream to the handheld, but I didn't start it. So that's there. We have The Big Con coming to Game Pass as well. That's one that was on my radar when it came out a long time ago, and I know it's part of that ongoing deal with Skybound Games. I think a lot of their games coming to Game Pass, so I do think at some point I'll finally give that a go. There's also what Car Mechanic 2021. Don't see myself giving that a go. Car Mechanic Simulator.
No, I wonder how realistic that is, because it's like as a kid, before I got into what I do now, like working in IT and stuff, I was always like, I quite like the idea of being a mechanic, and I've always wondered when you see like PC building simulators, another one where I'm like, if I really genuinely put time into that game, is it realistic enough that I'm actually learning how the shit works? Like, could I sit and play 30 hours of this and then actually go and take an old car to pieces and know what goes where?
Yeah.
And not screw it up?
I mean, I can't imagine it's that realistic, but I've not played it, so I don't know. Maybe it is. As well as that, we've got Amnesia the Bunker, which is a day one game coming to Game Pass. It seems to have reviewed reasonably well. I think it's in the mid-70s, maybe.
Those Amnesia games are really well-liked, aren't they? They're like slightly niche, but anyone who's like that sort of game is their vibe absolutely loves it.
We also have Stacking, which is a... Oh, my God. My mind has gone blank. It is my favourite developer, Double Fine game.
Oh, okay.
So it's all about like Russian dolls and puzzles around Russian dolls. So that's one, I think June 8th, that's coming. So that's on my I Will playlist.
Yeah, anything Double Fine, let alone the fact that it's a puzzle game on top of that.
Yeah, so I'll be there with that one. We had Hypnospace Outlaw, it came back to Game Pass. I think it had been on Game Pass and it came back because the new game from that studio, Slayer X, was added to Game Pass on day one. Again, that was maybe a bit of a more mixed reception in terms of that one, so maybe not ideal. And then completing the lineup, we had Rune Factory 4 Special and Dordogne.
But yeah, I'm sure that is a place that exists, and I get the feeling that's how it's spelled.
Yeah, so Dordogne, maybe, I don't know. It's described itself as a unique narrative experience and explore the thousand summer colours of Dordogne as you revisit your childhood to uncover lost family secrets in this touching formative journey. I mean, it might not be a place in Ireland and it might not be said like that, and I apologise for any of our Irish listeners, particularly you, Eamon, if that terrible what wasn't meant to be an Irish accent but kind of turned into one. So yeah, so that's what's coming. I'd imagine we'll probably see added to that list on Sunday when we hit the game, when we hit the showcase. I don't think that's going to be it. But again, not a bad list. I feel like Game Pass had a bit of a...
It's had a dry spell, hasn't it?
It had a dry spell, but I feel like it's coming back. I feel like the last couple of months it definitely picked up a bit with things like Planet of Lana, Amnesia the Bunker coming day one, and some of the other. It's nice to see all of these Double Fine games kind of finally coming. I feel like that's almost a full back catalogue, give or take one or two on Game Pass. Like, there's not many left. So that's good to see all the kind of Microsoft studios now getting all of their games in the backpack catalogues in there. I'm sure there's still quite a bit missing, but it's a good...
It's still something though, isn't it? There's some good stuff in there as well. Like, you know, there's genres that there's not necessarily enough of on Xbox from what I see. And stuff like Rune Factory is going to fill a bit of a hole there. I was watching a friend of mine play that. He was staying with me a couple of weeks ago. It might even have been Rune Factory 4 he was playing. And like he thought, oh, I'm just going to try this. And I think over 4 days, he sunk like 17 hours into it. He was playing a lot. And he just completely hooked him. And I think there's like... I know there's been a little bit of an abundance of them, the sort of like farming sim come JRPG type things, but Xbox has been a little bit lacking in that JRPG arena. So giving it something like this, I think, could be really good for it.
Yeah, definitely. And I think, as you say, it definitely feels like one of those games that if it gets its hooks into you, you're going to lose days with it, not hours. Yeah. It's going to be days. So, and it's just, you constantly feel like, though, you do get a very good mix of games coming to Game Pass now. That's not like loads of one genre. That does always seem to be fairly well spread out in terms of what you're getting in a good range of games, which is always nice to see, because as I say, Xbox wants to cater for everyone, so they seem to be doing a decent job of that in terms of the genres and mix of games that they're giving. So kudos to them for that. We'll move on to that bit of news. I've given you the responsibility this time, Tyler, mainly because I've not been keeping up. So
So I don't know, I've picked some random stuff out here, and it's not necessarily as all-encompassing and probably not as formal and well-structured as the way you do it, so I'll apologise to everyone in advance for that. So if I go from the... I don't know, none of these are particularly old. I kind of went back a few weeks and there's only a few that really stick.
Well, we have been away for a wee while. So.
Yeah, this is true. So I suppose the oldest one, and I put this in just because it's a controller, and we know that you love a controller, and you need to make some space on your shelves because there's going to be a Starfield Special Edition one that was leaked.
Yes, and it has now been seen in the wild.
Has it? I've missed that. I've seen there's been like two or three different leaks of it, of like the box and stuff like that, and there's talk about it having DLC tied to it the same way the Forza one did, although it's probably a lot less divisive and people's tastes for it than the Forza one. It's very cool, like the pure white and the, you know, small bits of detail, the little logo off the sort of Xbox button in the middle is really nice. That's going to be going into your collection, let's be honest.
Oh, it's 100% going to be in my collection. That'll be ordered, I would imagine, probably on Sunday evening, because I see this being launched on Sunday. It will 100% be going in my collection, and I very much see me getting one of the Razer docks for it, because I'd be shocked if Razer don't do a nice matching dock for that one as well.
Just use the white one, though, because it's predominantly controller.
I think they'll do it properly with the colours and stuff on it. I think you'll get a nice matching one. So yeah, I think this controller is stunning. I think just the little details on it, it's just such a cool little controller. If it is the leaks that we've seen, then absolutely 100%. But apparently it's been seen in the shelves of Target today in America.
Oh well, there you go.
So I'm not saying, I can't confirm or deny that. No. Like I've just gone by pure rumour, and I'm eating into that speculation, and more. I'm getting those reward points ready to convert as many. I think by Sunday I should have, based on what I've got today, and I did I completed my monthly this morning, so I got another 2,000 on there. So I think I've just about got enough for £25. So that'd be a chunk of it. So I'd imagine it'd be £65 this one.
I suppose if it's going to come with DLC, it's probably going to be.
I'm speculating at the price point, but I think it'll probably be £65. So. Yeah, that'll be getting ordered on Sunday after the showcase, because it's going to... Oh,
it's definitely coming.
We'll talk about that later, but I think it's definitely coming out.
Yeah.
But yes, I do have... Right, let me count, sorry. I have 7 Xbox controllers, right? So I've only got 7, that's not actually that many.
You need to have an even number.
Well, that's what I was going to say, I need to have an even number. So.
And then once you're at 8...
Then I need to buy in 2s.
Well, yeah, exactly, because there's one that you missed, isn't there? There's the other, is it the second Lunar Shift one that you said you really liked? The more silvery rather than bluey purple.
No, I've got the silvery one. I ended up not having the Aqua Shift, so I don't have the Aqua Shift.
I knew there was one you'd
but
missed.
But the purple one's nicer. Like, the purple one's definitely nicer. So that's fine. But yes,
What was the other one that you... Oh, the eco-friendly one.
I nearly ordered that when they reduced it in Curry's. I very, very nearly brought it, and then I didn't. Might buy it eventually. We'll see.
Well, now that you need to buy them two at a time, you just have that one on the back burner. The next time you see one you want, there's your two at once.
No, Tyler, no. This is the new me. I don't spend money anymore. I went through my midlife crisis and I spent all my money. I'm behaving again. I'm trying to.
Is this where I hear the door shut because your other half's gone? You can be honest again.
Yeah, I'm just going to buy an Apple Vision Pro Plus or whatever it's called, and drop
take out a third mortgage.
Yeah, that's it. Anyway, but yeah, we'll see. The controller collection will definitely.
Yeah, and
it will definitely grow.
Yeah, and in a somewhat of a tangent, the 8BitDo guys have released the first Xbox compatible Fight Stick, which looks pretty cool. I mean, fight sticks in general look cool. I wish I was good enough at fighting games to justify owning one, but I'm frankly terrible.
I'm not good enough at fighting games to justify owning one, but I feel like I can justify owning one by being bad at fighting games that I need the fight stick to make myself better at it.
Yeah, that's a solid logic.
Because, I mean, I finally got my copy of Street Fighter today. Street Fighter 6 today, because Amazon screwed up my order and cancelled my pre-order and then didn't ship my order on time. Which annoyed me because I don't like Amazon anyway. Amazon are cunts. Like, I hate them. Like, absolutely hate them. But you kind of end up having to use them half the time. Like, no, it's not. No, it's not.
There's our affiliate link out the window.
Yeah, nah, they can hear me calling them cunts as much as they like, and I'll call them cunts to their faces. It's fine. Doesn't mean I don't order for you. I'm a pure hypocrite. Dan, get your song out. But yeah, I don't like. But I did then, though. I did complain because I like to complain to Amazon. So I ended up getting it for £3. So I can't really complain.
That's
too
a
much.
Win.
So if I were being a few days early, because they screwed up so badly, they like credited me £40 and it was only £43. So,
oh, well, that's a win.
That's a win. But I did manage to play maybe half an hour of it, and I did play a demo and I have played it. I played it EGX last year. It's so good, but I'm so bad at it. So maybe I do need a fight stick.
Yeah.
To make myself better.
Yeah, definitely.
That was a long rant to talk about justifying buying a fight stick, wasn't it?
Yeah. It looks cool. I'm honestly surprised they've taken as long as they have to bring an Xbox compatible one out, no matter who did it. And I mean, of all the companies to bring out a peripheral like that, 8BitDo would be my pick because their stuff is fantastic by all accounts. I've never had anyone say a bad thing about their stuff.
Yeah, they do. They do tend to do a good job of everything that they make. There's not really been many misses, certainly no notable ones.
No. So yeah, anyone who's into their fighting games, and to be honest, I wonder how well it'd play with certain other things as well. But yeah, Fight Stick that's compatible with Xbox, 8BitDo, you guys. Another cool little trinket out there. The only other thing I really picked out, and it's a little bit of a selfish one because I get the feeling that even amongst, you know, all of us who host the different cross-players shows, I think I'm probably going to be on my own in being kind of excited for this. But I watched the preview for Exoprimal that Capcom did in the last couple of weeks. And I kind of knew it was going to be batshit, but not quite like this. It just looks absolutely mental. But in like the coolest, most hilarious way possible. It's kind of like Anthem or Warframe crossed with like Neon Genesis. It's just, it's crazy, but in like a really fun way. It's very kind of live service-y, which was probably what will put most people off it if the aesthetic hasn't already. But I think it'll be a lot of fun. I wouldn't be surprised if this comes out and people are like, oh, you know, this is how you do a live game better, if not properly. And I think for people that like it, it will be one of those that you sink a lot of time into. And I'm definitely looking forward to being one of those people that sinks some real time into it.
I mean, as one of those games, it does, I completely agree, it looks ridiculous. And you're like, where the fuck has this idea come from? But it's day one on Game Pass. So if it lands, this could be huge. Like, yeah, it's one of those that has the potential that everyone can see how ridiculous it looks and everyone can see, oh, absolutely mad. But if there's something there, people, you know what, people will play a game on Game Pass to give it a try, and yes, they'll drop it as quickly as they'll play it, but if there's something there to hook people in, then it could work.
Yeah, absolutely, and I think there's a lot of, it's almost a popular thing at the moment to hate on live games, but I feel like anything mech robot related is literally the perfect candidate for a live service type thing. And the third person shooting and combat and stuff that comes with this, I think is just going to be, it's a perfect fit for a live game, and the aesthetic takes that one step further. But also, like, just, I can't think of a better way of putting a live game across than what they've gone with here. Like, it makes no sense, it has no ties to reality, it is just fun and it's silly, and you can make your robot look cool as hell. Like, that's going to bring a lot of people in, even if it's just to tie people over to something like Armored Core.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. I hope it does well. I kind of like giving these games, like, people that have already written them off before they even get out there, that it's nice if they manage to actually come out and say, here, pal, there was something there. Like, you're far too quick at writing us off. So I hope from that perspective they do well with it. It'd be interesting to see how it lands. But as I say, day one on Game Pass, so let's get every chance.
Yeah, I think that was... that was the last thing was, I think it was either yesterday or today, that Xbox have come out and very specific that everything we see on Sunday is either in-engine, actual gameplay, or gameplay with cutscenes. So there's absolutely no CG, none of this sort of like, this is coming, we haven't got gameplay to show you yet, like absolutely nothing like that. Everything we see will be how it looks when played on our consoles, whenever that comes out. And realistically, if they're showing stuff like that, it's going to be within, even if it's an alpha build, it's within a couple of years that we'll actually see it available to us, which is great.
It very much feels, and we'll probably as well get into the main topic of this week, because our main topic of this week is the Xbox and Bethesda Game Showcase plus the Starfield Direct. So this kind of segues right into that, but just kind of to your point, it very much feels like the closer we are getting to this showcase, the more that Xbox are wanting to hype it up, whereas in the past and coming up to events, it's been like, oh, right, calm down, we're not going to see this, we're not going to see that, everything is this, everything is that, and in this one, it feels like, no, strap yourselves in, we're in for a big ride here, like, it'll be interesting, and I'm really quite excited for it, and it's funny, because we live-streamed the PlayStation showcase for Crosscast, and I finished that showcase excited for the Xbox showcase because I thought, and this is not an Xbox PlayStation thing because I've spent probably more time on PlayStation than having Xbox for quite a wee while just now, but so I'm very much like agnostic to platform. I like both above all, it's just been a wee bit more Xbox. But I feel like Xbox have kind of now just taken it's almost given them a shot in the arm. Xbox were down and out before that PlayStation showcase. Like, we had Redfall, we had the Activision stuff. I mean, we haven't mentioned the CMA yet, but you're not getting through an episode without me saying that. They were just like, you look at that kind of funny interview that Phil did, and you're like, that is a broken man. Like, that is, he's just had enough. Like,
yeah.
And then I feel like the PlayStation showcase came along and everyone was like, oh my God, they're going to blow it out of the park. And it didn't. Like, you can argue whatever way you want about that showcase. It was a very good game showcase. It wasn't a good PlayStation showcase. Like, in no way, shape, or form. There was not enough PlayStation in a PlayStation showcase. And you can argue as much as you'd like, but they're all on this and they're all on that. And this is exclusive and that's exclusive. And I don't care. There wasn't enough first-party PlayStation in that showcase.
No, not
and
at all.
I feel like Xbox kind of came out and took that as well. Like, they're like, right, okay, they haven't shown this, so we're going to show you fucking everything. It's like, we've got this, we've got this, we've got this, we've got this, you're going to get this, here's this. And then, like, PlayStation were also then criticised for having too much CG trailers through the showcase. It was all just a showcase of CG trailers, and they were like, this will not be a showcase of CG trailers, it'll be in-game footage, and it'll be this, and it'll be that. And you're just like, it almost feels a wee bit to me like everything's become a proper, like, bitter competition again.
Yeah, a little bit. I can see what you mean.
Don't like, and I know I've probably made it as if I've just fueled that the other way I've described that, but it was kind of more to get to that point. Like, everything feels like it's fierce again.
Yeah, there's fight again, isn't there? It was like the morning after the PlayStation showcase, and Xbox literally just were like, this is all the stuff coming to Xbox. It was just two-thirds of the showcase.
I think it was the morning. I think it was like
30 minutes after that I saw it.
Yeah.
There's some interesting stuff come out since as well, like, you know, and of course Sony are going to be the first ones to not say it's coming to other platforms. But one of the few games in that showcase, I was like, God, you know what? I would actually really like to play that, was Phantom Blade. And I was like, oh, you know, it's going to be a PlayStation exclusive, whatever. It's not. The developers actively come out and said, we have not signed any exclusivity agreements. There's every chance it all might not be the same day, but there's every chance that releases on Xbox as well if there's enough demand for it.
Yeah. No, I mean, it was very interesting from that perspective. But I think what I've been more surprised about, and say we have now proper segued into the showcase now, is Aaron Greenberg's come out and like he is like flying every flag for getting excited here. He's like telling people to bring a spare pair of boxers. He's telling people to like just expect to the games, and more games. No, so it was games, and Starfield, wasn't it? I think is what he said.
Yeah, something like that.
Two hours of games, and Starfield. So you get an hour and a half for the main showcase, and then you've got 30 minutes for the Starfield Direct. So, I mean, if they're setting themselves up for a big fall, because if they don't now come out smash and show this. The big hitters and smash this, then people are going to be like, that's it, you're done. Like, yeah. They're already on a kind of sugary peg, for want of a better term. Like, they've lost so much faith with like their core fan base. They've not become a bit of a laughing stock, that's unfair, but there's been so much goodwill that they had built up over the beginning of this console generation, with all the good stuff that they did around like quick resume, around FPS boost, around backwards compatibility, around like that first year of games that all came out when you had like your Psychonauts, your Halo, your Forza Horizon 5, all that stuff, like at the back end of that year. And then that's just really like,
it's just falling right off.
They put a grenade to that at the beginning of this year almost. Like the last few months have really just blown that out of the water. And it feels like, right, okay, we know what we've done wrong and this is how we're going to fix it. But I think they also expected to be in a much different position at this stage, because they did think Activision Blizzard would have been, if not complete,
very close to completion
yeah. at the point of their showcase. This is probably the showcase expected to be pulling it all together. But I'm excited. Like, all of that maybe ended up sounding quite negative, I'm genuinely excited, and probably more excited than I've been for an Xbox showcase maybe ever, to an extent. Because I feel like we are now finally at that point we're going to get this steady stream of games, and not just getting the games like this, it's all about this steady stream of games. So we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know. Like I see what you mean about being really excited. Like I go into this week every year excited, and like I'd forgotten almost what time of year it was because I've had so much else going on, and I kind of like, I don't know what I was doing this morning. I was like, holy shit, in the next week we're going to know what the next year of Xbox looks like. And all of this stuff that's been waiting in the wings for so, so long, I wouldn't be surprised if we see a real big chunk of that. You know, the stuff that we're like, oh, you know, it's not there yet. Your Fables, your Perfect Darks, your Avowed, stuff like that. Like, there's a good chance we see that. And it sounds like the way Xbox want to go as well, to completely counter the way PlayStation have done things, a lot of it's going to be first party, because they have those first parties there. They haven't got Activision, and it's a shame. And, you know, we talk about the merger every week, every episode. So we'll try and leave it for this episode. But that's not there. But they've got so much else first party they can show. I'd be surprised if they show really any third party stuff. Mm. And the depth
I think there will definitely be some.
There may be some filler bits, but like the depth of stuff they can show that's first party, this has got to be it. Like, either nail this and stick to what you say is the biggest thing, because they've done this every year. Like, they've come out the last couple of years, I've gone, Jesus, that's impressive. And then by the time the next one's rolled around, I'm like, they didn't really deliver on a lot of that. And I want to believe all the hype, but a couple of years of being sort of sold the world and not really getting it, I want it to be good, and I'll sit there at the end of the showcase and be like, holy shit, that was incredible. But the hangover of that will be, are we actually going to get what was promised?
Yeah.
And that's the worry.
Yeah, no, it is. But, and I think as well as just seeing the games, I think they almost need to give us like release windows or target release windows or something. I'm not saying they need to date them, but they need to almost, I'd almost quite like them to come out and go a show of like, Here's what we've got, and we're going to do it in chronological order. And this is, we're going to get this, then you're going to get this, then you're going to get this, then you're going to get this. And it would be quite a nice way to do it. I don't think that is how they'll do it. I definitely don't think that's how they'll do it, but it'd be quite nice to almost just like work in this little timeline. Like, here we go.
Yeah, That's true. I don't think I've ever known an event like that. But the way things are with, you know, all these release dates being pushed back and stuff like that, especially in the position that Xbox find themselves in, I think that'd go down fantastically, and I would love to see them do that. I agree that I don't think they will. But you've got no better way of building your fan base's faith and excitement back up than going, you'll get this, 6 weeks later you'll get that, and then 6 weeks later you'll get that, and you're just going, oh shit.
Yeah.
Like, that's me signing up for, you know, you've just told me what the next 2-3 years are going to look like pretty specifically. You know, I will buy another 12 months, 2 years of Game Pass purely based off the way that show goes. That's what they want, and that's kind of what they need at this point, and just to make it happen.
So, right, you've talked about the next 2 years, Tyler. What are we getting? What are we seeing on Sunday?
I think I want to say we see Fable, and I really, really want to say we see Perfect Dark, but I think they'll be honest and say they're still a long way away. We've heard like rumblings that Perfect Dark isn't in a good place. Fable's an option. There's been, I can't remember what it was. There was a hint of like, was it Glitter?
I think some of the social media posts from Xbox are pointing to Fable. I think we see Fable. I don't know what we see, and I don't know how far out it is. I can see it being Holiday 24.
Yeah, I think that's best case, I would have said. But yeah, that's what I'd love to see.
I think
that.
We see it. I think we see Fable.
Yeah, I think Fable's a safe bet. I really don't know past that. There's so many things they could do. I really want another Hi-Fi Rush situation where they come out and they look
pensive. I think we're getting Hi-Fi Rush DLC.
Yeah, I'd love that. That would be perfect.
I think that's nailed on that we get Hi-Fi Rush DLC probably dropping on the showcase again.
Yeah.
I think they'll follow that theme for that game. I think it worked really well the last time, so I think.
Yeah, definitely. And it kind of like, it refreshes people's memory on that game. People that at the time were like, oh, you know, I haven't got the 10, 12 hours that takes. They'll make time now. But yeah, I want to see more of that from Xbox. Because everyone, the reception that got was exactly what they need. Was like, holy shit, this is cool, and I'm already downloading it by the time the showcase finishes. Like, I sat and played the first 3 levels of Hi-Fi Rush within an hour of it being announced, and that is living in the future. And Xbox can do that in, you know, Nintendo will do it with smaller titles, but Xbox doing it with something on the scale that Hi-Fi Rush was is fantastic. I want another situation like that where they're like, this is a new thing, no one's heard of it, it's, you know, it's either a new IP or it's a revival or something like that, but it's not been talked about before, and it's, you know, it's on your consoles, you can have it in 2 hours.
No, like that goes a long way. Completely agree. I think the other thing that's nailed on is we get a date for Forza. So Forza Motorsport 100% gets a date, and I think that probably... I mean, Forza Horizon came out my birthday, and I think Forza's always been October, November's, and I know we expected this the first half of the year, but we know we're getting Starfield in September. So I don't see it being July. I don't see it being August or September. So you're talking October, November. I think it'll probably be October. It might be November, but I'll be happy to get it whenever I get it, and I'm not sitting here going, oh my God, I need Forza tomorrow, but I will play the arse out of it when I get it. So
yeah, I think it's a perfect fit coming up then. Like, bring it out like maybe 3-4 weeks before that big... You tend to get that build up, don't you, from like probably early November. Like, get it to us a couple of weeks ahead of all of these big games coming up to be bought as Christmas presents, and you'll get a big audience for it, especially with it being on Game Pass.
Next one.
See, I really don't know. Hellblade.
Ready to go.
Hellblade.
Yes.
Go on.
Yes, I think we get Hellblade. Well, I'm a wee bit. I'm not. I think we'll get some Hellblade in the showcase, but I think we're going to see it before that. I think we see Hellblade as on Thursday night. I think we see Hellblade at Summer Game Fest.
Yeah, Keighley likes it, doesn't he?
Keighley likes it. It's been shown at the Game Awards a couple of times. I've got a feeling we're going to see it. I think we'll see proper gameplay, and then I think we get a date in the showcase.
Okay, yeah. Maybe a gameplay trailer. Yeah, a short gameplay thing at Summer Games Fest, and more info come Sunday.
Yeah.
Drum up some excitement beyond what they're doing on, you know, with social media and what Angry Mug's doing, drum up some more. This is going to be something special.
Released December this year.
Yeah, it's perfect. It's a proper winter game, that, isn't it? Hellblade is a very winter game.
I think it comes this year. I've got it in my Fantasy Critic. I've been very confident this all year this game comes this year. It might just fall into early 24. Is it? I don't know. But I think we get it for December.
Yeah, I think that's a... I don't think it's necessarily a safe pick, but I think it's a solid guess. And I really want it as well. Like, I love Hellblade. And I will sit and, you know, sit with my headphones and scare the shit out of myself for as long as it takes to play through.
Do you want a less solid one?
Can't be any less solid than Perfect Dark, and I already said that, so you're on good ground.
I think we get Double Fine's next game.
Ooh, okay.
I feel like, see, as I was talking about when we were going through the Game Pass stuff, there's been a steady stream of like Double Fine games being added to Game Pass. I've seen a little bit of like Double Fine love, and yeah. I feel like it's time for Double Fine to come out and go, this is our first game made under Microsoft, like, because Psychonauts 2 was already well in development by the time Microsoft bought them, and like, it's like, here it is, this is what we've been working on, and I think it will probably be... I mean, I still wanted to be Banjo. Like, Banjo's got to come from somewhere. Oh, like, I still wanted to be Banjo, but I know, like, Tam Schafer's come out and said he's not making Banjo, so it's not going to be Banjo. But I think we get the next Double Fine game. We get a good look at it, and I think it'll be amazing because it's Double Fine.
Yeah.
It can do no wrong in my eyes.
Yeah, I know you love their games. I would be very surprised if we didn't hear something from them. Maybe not as imminent as we'd like, but they've got to have been doing something in this time, right?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Right, from Double Fine, do we go to the Coalition? Do we see Gears? Do we see some... We've got to see something Gears.
But then where are they going with Gears?
6.
Don't know. I want to see them do something different. Take the IP and do... Like, Gears Tactics is cool.
Gears Tactics 2?
Yeah. There you go. Nah. That'd be a good one.
I mean, and there's been a lot of rumours around whether we get this remastered collection.
But they don't again. Look bad now.
No, they don't at all. It doesn't feel necessary, but it doesn't mean you don't get it. Because, I mean, and the way I've been thinking about it is, I have the remastered it to be working on, or doing something to working on Neo 5 for experience for Gear 6.
I suppose, good chance to get used to the technology and stuff.
Yeah, but we definitely see some form of Gears. I think you can't have two big showcases in a row when Gears is now being a bit MIA that you don't see anything Gears. So I definitely think we've got Gears.
Yeah, it's been longer than I thought, hasn't it? It must be, 3 years since Gears 5?
At least.
It's been a wee while,
because Hive Busters was like the big DLC that came out along after the release of the Series X, and it'd been out for a wee while at that point, so...
Yeah, maybe you're right.
Yeah, so it's been a wee while. I mean, from Gears...
There's a weird one. While we're talking about Gears, let's say the Coalition, I wonder, come Summer Games Fest, whether they talk about live-action Gears, streaming series.
That's been announced, hasn't it?
They've talked about it a little bit, but they've not said more. And Summer Games Fest is one of those where you're like, you're still going to get a little bit of interest out of it, and it's not wasting showcase time. So I can see that, because they've done that before with Keely shows, haven't they? Where they've shown like streaming service stuff rather than just games. This feels like a good place for doing that, especially if there is Gear stuff coming at the showcase as well.
Yeah. Maybe. I mean, there's so many things we could talk about and speculate on here.
Yeah, what are the Hitman devs? The James Bond game that they're doing?
IOI. Well, yeah. No, but then there's also that rumoured Xbox exclusive that they're doing the fantasy one. So, I mean, who knows where that's at? Like, so you might... I don't think we're going to see that, but, I mean, you never know.
No. That's the thing with Xbox, is like, you just don't know. There's all this stuff that's been thrown out as, yeah, we are gonna make this, which has been a few, you know, there's been that few years for it to actually be quite close now and have snuck up on us. But they'll throw something completely, you know, left field at us, and we'll all be there like, oh shit, didn't even think of that.
I I mean, you've still got studios we've seen nothing from. So you've got, what, Compulsion Games, who have still never made a game under the Xbox banner. We've never heard anything that they're working on. So you're like, do we finally hear what they're working on? I've got a feeling this is going to be the showcase that we're going to get surprises. Like, we're going to see Avowed. There's no... If we don't see Avowed at this showcase, there will be riots.
I've been avoiding the A word, but yeah, I want to see it. I really want to see it. I want to see how that what that game's like. Because it still feels a bit like vaporware to me. I'm still treating it like vaporware.
Nah, I think that's... I think we see it. Definitely think we see it. I hope we see it. I don't think that would be the only thing we see from Obsidian. I think you could see that, and you could see there's something more coming to Grounded.
Outer Worlds too.
You could see more of the Outer Worlds too. Like,
yeah.
I mean, basically, right, like, we're just going to sit here and say we're going to see everything, like, because it was 2 hours of game, so they're just going to show us
that's a lot, yeah.
Well, half an hour of that Starfield, to be fair.
But yeah, okay, fair enough. But still, an hour and a half is a lot of time if they want it to be. Yeah. Like, they can show 6 games and go into quite a bit of detail about each, or they can show, like, 12 to 15 and just show enough of each to get you interested.
Right. One more each.
I really want them to lean towards, like, Japanese games is where I'm going, I think. And there was, and it's going to do my head in because I can never remember what it's called. There was a game that was shown last year that looks absolutely nuts. And I want them to be like, yep, this is going to come to Game Pass. We've been helping these guys out. We've been lending them support, resource. This is coming out and it's going to be a day one Game Pass. And I'm going to have to look up what it's called. It's really annoying me.
I've kind of run out. I mean, I've not run out because there's loads of things that I could say. There's loads of things that I could say. I mean, I don't know if we see Perfect Dark. I think that's one. I think one that I think we will finally see more of is Contraband, because that was one of those that it was announced. We kind of sort of seen, and that's like in a third party partnership with us at Avalanche. I feel like I think we either see that or we cancel it. Like,
yeah, that's, it's got to go one of two ways at that point, isn't it? It's been so long.
But we'll see.
Yeah. Remember so only that game that I was thinking of that I couldn't think the name of, Doc AV.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely mental.
Well, that mental one, I now remember you talking. I remember that now because it was the highlight of a showcase at one
point. Yeah, it really was. Like, I think it was Game Awards 2021. It's actually longer ago than I thought.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, complete pie in the sky. I want Xbox to come out and be like, day one Game Pass, this year, we've been helping them make it. Absolutely no chance of it happening, but I want it.
Well, we're literally days away from finding out, and I couldn't be more excited. And we will be back with a full roundup of everything that was shown on the next episode, guys, so please join us then. Tyler, thank you. Thank you for pulling together the news when I couldn't be bothered. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being patient for me to come back. I won't leave you in the lurch as long the next time, I promise.
No.
But thank you all for listening. This has been X Players. We are part of the Cross Players. So if you like what we do, please check out our other podcasts. There's a really good PSVR 2 one that you might want to look up. Search for Cross Button VR if you haven't already. You'll love it. I promise. You might hear a familiar voice on there. But yeah, you can also head over to thecrossplayers.com where you can find links to all of our podcasts, to our Discord, come in, say hello, to our Patreon where you can support us from as little as £2 a month. So we're going to say thank you again, Tyler. Thank you, listeners. And we will see you next time with more unicorns and rainbows. Goodbye.
Cheers, everyone. Thank you.